The Chippewa National Forest is home to 21 developed campgrounds that vary from highly developed electric sites, such as those on the Chippewa Loop, to more rustic sites like those at Webster Lake. In addition to the developed campgrounds, nearly 100 backcountry campsites can be used by people looking to really get back to nature for a while. And those backcountry campsites are accessible by car, foot, or boat. And unlike the other campgrounds, there are no fees associated with camping in the backcountry. Floyd Baird is the campground host at the Knutson Dam camping area, and he's on the phone now. Good morning, Floyd.
Good morning.
It's Labor Day weekend. Do you have a full campground?
Everything's booked this weekend so far.
How long is the campground open?
It's open till the 10th of September for camping, and then after the 10th of September, it's open into October for day use.
I was just mentioning those backcountry campgrounds. People can just go to those all year?
Yes, like Lydic Lake and Camp Castaway and things like that, yes.
And I was wondering if you could describe how the Knutson Dam campground measures up in terms of amenities, as far as are the sites electric there? Or
no, we are a primitive campsite, so when you come here, you're gonna have the campsites, and you're going to have vault toilets, and that's it. We do have running water, so you have a place to acquire water, but I mean, you've got to have your own buckets and everything like that and carry it.
Okay, but there's toilets?
There's toilets.
Okay.
Vault toilets.
You've been living there since spring?
Correct.
Any idea how many people have come and gone over the summer?
No, I never ever counted that. I figured the forestry does that. I try to count the canoers that are going from Itasca to New Orleans.
Okay, and what have you seen?
What I've seen so far is 43 this year.
And they're going to go all the way down. That's their goal?
That's their goal. There was more canoers than that that went through, but if they're not going all the way down to New Orleans, then I don't count them.
Ah, okay. Do they have to portage a little bit right there?
They have to portage here, so when they're portaging, I just go over and ask them how far they're going and, you know, and see where they're from and things like that.
So talking about where they're from, how far have people come to float along the Mississippi River?
Well, we've had them from Japan, Germany, China, Thailand, Belgium. This year so far. Last year we had Australia.
How are the people when they're coming through?
I mean all the campers or the people going down the river?
I guess I'm thinking about the people going down the river.
I usually get along with them real well. They're all usually real fantastic people. They're inquisitive. The Chinese guys, it was kind of funny because they were looking for mile markers alongside the river. And I says, you're not going to find mile markers alongside the river, you know. Because they wanted to know exactly how far they were every mile, and that's not going to happen. But, I mean, they're usually a lot of fun, or really inquisitive people. They got free souls. That's a long ways. What is it, 2,300 miles they're paddling.
Those are adventurous people.
522 miles from Itasca to Minneapolis.
Whoa.
Over the bottom.
What do you think the draw is to do the Mississippi?
The Mississippi is, you know, in our folklore of our country and everything like that, and Mark Twain and all that stuff, the mighty Mississippi is, you know, quite famous.
You've been hosting for a couple years. What are some highlights, if you can think of maybe one or two?
Well, now and then I'll give the kids, a Freezy Pop or an ice cream bar or something like that. Mm-hmm. And there was a couple here with their grandkids, and they had this little girl. Her name was Audrey, and she was really an outgoing little girl and everything like that. And I walked over, and I gave her an ice cream bar, and she looked at me, and she said, thank you. And I gave her brother one, and he said, thank you. And I turned around and walked away, and Audrey says, really? And I turned around and I said, what's the matter, Audrey? She said, this deserves a hug.
Isn't that the sweetest? I mean,
oh, it was.
It is the simple things that stand out. Oh, my goodness. You've saved
pretty
people.
Much. Yeah, I pulled one guy out of the lake that was on that canoe trip from top to bottom, and when he got himself into trouble out in the lake. So he went out in the boat and pulled him out of the lake, and got him back to shore and everything like that. He got to the campsite and he rested for a day, and then the group that he was with and the organization that he was with sent somebody over here with a pickup, and they picked him up, and then they took him down on the other side of Winnie's somewhere and got him with the other people that he was canoeing with. He made it to Minneapolis. That was it.
Okay.
He pulled off.
Okay.
He pulled off at Minneapolis. He kept in contact with me by email on how he was doing and everything.
Oh, yeah, you saved his life. The day was pretty, it was a pretty wild, windy day.
Oh, yeah, it was really nasty weather out there. Really nasty. It was, for the size of the guy and the size of his equipment, he should have never been out in the middle of Cass Lake.
Well, that kind of makes me wonder, you've been watching people camp for a couple years now, and you're an avid camper. Do you have some common sense advice for people when they go camping?
Common sense advice is, especially in a campground like this, is be courteous to your other campers. You know, because most of the campers in the campground are nice people and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But be courteous to them, and everybody will get along. It's when you're not being courteous and you're being loud and obnoxious and things like that, and letting your dog run and things like that, because some people are afraid of dogs.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, so it's really simple. It's courtesy. And be courteous to the campground and Mother Nature, where everybody can enjoy it. The only thing they should leave behind in my campground here is their footprints.
And can regular people just come use the reservoir at Knutson Dam and without paying anything?
They can come out and use the picnic area. And we have a little swimming beach area. It's not designated as, you know, it doesn't have all the swimming buoys and everything, but it's the swimming area. It's where a lot of local kids come out here and swim and play and things like that. And they can all use that. And there's people that actually have cabins around here that don't have no beaches, and they'll come over on their pontoons and stuff and anchor out there, and then they'll swim off our beach and have a little, and then go picnic and use our vault toilets, and then at the end of the day, they go home.
What are you going to do when the season's over, Floyd?
That I haven't quite decided. I'll probably go a little bit south and do a little bit of golfing and looking around, but I won't do that until January.
That is Floyd Baird. He is the campground host at the Knutson Dam camping area in the Chippewa National Forest here in northern Minnesota. Enjoy your last big weekend. I mean, it's got to wind down after this weekend, I would imagine, as people kind of get in the swing of fall.
Well, in the fall, I'll see more older people coming through to look at the colors of the forest and things like that. And they know places like this, you know, they avoid the children. And they know all the children are in school, so that type of a deal.
Different crowd.
Different crowd.
That was Floyd Baird. He is the campground host at the Knutson Dam Campground in the Chippewa National Forest. For information about where you can camp in the Chippewa National Forest, just simply Google Camping Chippewa National Forest, and the Forest Service website will pop up, and you'll have all kinds of information there. I'm Katie Carter, and you are listening to Let's Visit on Northern Community Radio. We're visiting the Chippewa National Forest.